Welcome to the Christian Assembly Drive Through Christmas. We are glad that you are here. It is our hope that this presentation will add to your Christmas experience and that you will discover anew the Savior who is the reason that we celebrate. Please turn off your headlights and let the sounds and the lights of this presentation direct you. Our story begins with the prophet Isaiah, who wrote this several hundred years before the birth of Jesus. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, for a child will be born unto us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. At this time, move forward to the first scene, then stop and listen as we continue to read from the Bible. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God." Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35. Please move forward to the next scene. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew 1, verses 18 through 21. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. But there was no room for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5 and 7. Please move ahead. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. Please move to the next scene. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." The king sent them to Bethlehem, and they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Luke chapter 2, verse 7, and Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 2 and 8 through 11. Please move to the final scene. Listen to what the Apostle John says about Jesus. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was the true light which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, or of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. As you exit the driveway, please turn your headlights back on and be careful as you turn right onto Roxborough Road. And please listen to these final messages. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came to earth, was born to a humble family in a small, insignificant town, and lived for 33 years as the only perfect human being. He was despised, rejected, and in the end, suffered a horrible death at the hands of those he came to save. But, hanging on a cross to die, he did something that no mortal man could do. He took all of our sins and our shame upon himself, died, and suffered the punishment that we all deserve. Then, after 3 days, he rose from the grave, ascended into heaven, and sits with the Father, asking him for our salvation. One day, he will return to claim his kingdom. We hope that you will receive him as your Savior, and just like the children in our last scene, that you will live eternally with him in heaven. Finally, here's a message from our pastor.
Hi, this is Dub Carricker, pastor of Christian Assembly Church. Thank you for visiting the Drive-Thru Christmas. We hope this has added to the joy of the season for you and your family. We'd like to invite you to come to a special 11 a.m. service on the Sunday before Christmas. If you don't normally go to church, we hope you will come and join us for this special celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. The presentation that you have just seen is a joint effort of Christian Assembly, our Spanish congregation, Iglesia Evangelica, and our neighbors next door, the Greater Orange Grove Baptist Church. We would all like to extend an invitation for you to join us the Sunday before Christmas as we celebrate the birth of our Savior. It has been our pleasure to provide you with this wonderful program and to have you as our guest. Please enjoy the rest of the music on your way home or wherever you are headed. And don't forget, Jesus loves you. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.